7:50, 10 minutes away from 8. The sun is shining. There's a lot of golf today. The DADA, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association. Rod Elbert's running that fine organization, getting ready sooner than you might guess for the big North American International Detroit Auto Show. Link Bessert will be playing in their golf outing today. And, of course, the Kiefer Foundation with their Swing for Safe Driving, 6th Annual Ball Golf Tournament, taking place today at Oakland Hills, a beautiful Oakland Hills. So there's, like I say, on any given Monday when the weather gets even remotely nice, and now it's very nice, you're going to have golf on Monday because, generally speaking, country clubs are closed, and that's when you can get access to their courses, and they're generous, and they allow people to do their fundraisers and such. Well, we saw some great golf, as we talked about earlier, with the PGA Championship. That's a biggie. And it was exciting from the most professional of the professionals to the guys who just happened to get kind of a, like in sports, a walk-on, I guess you would say, Sean, in a sense. And Steve Courtney, WJR Sports Analyst Extraordinaire, is here with further details. Happy Monday, Stevie.
Back at you, Dub. Sean, hello again, everyone. This conversation brought to you by the Performance Remodeling Sweepstakes. You know the Motor City Kitties are back. Performance Remodeling's in the game with their $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Log into windowsroofingsiding.com. Step up to the plate today for a chance to win Performance Remodeling's $100,000 Window of Opportunity Sweepstakes. Indeed, the 105th PGA Championship is in the books. Took place, of course, at Oak Hill Country Club in beautiful Rochester, New York, and it was taken by the one, the only, Brooks Koepka. Came out firing, had three straight birdies in the first four holes to open up a four-shot lead over Victor Hovland and Corey Connors. Then he would hold on when Hovland and Scottie Scheffler, number two in the world, made some plays on the back nine, but Koepka put together a 3-under-67 in the final round yesterday and was 9-under over 72 holes to win the Wanamaker Trophy for the third time, beating Scheffler and Hovland by two strokes. Koepka, by the way, you'll recall, had a two-shot lead heading into the final round at Augusta. He shot 3-over-75 in the final 18 holes. He lost to Jon Rahm by four strokes. At that time, Koepka made it known that His mental game was not good. In that particular situation, he played not to lose. Instead of playing to win, he made the adjustments and he hangs on. By the way, kind of a history lesson there. Koepka is the first LIV Golf League player to win a major championship. Now, Victor Hovland, love the way this kid plays the game. He was making plays and he was within striking distance of Koepka until the unfortunate par 4 16th, where he hit his drive into a fairway bunker. His second shot became embedded into the bunker's face, leading to a double bogey. Ironically enough, the Canadian Corey Connors in the third round Saturday, the exact same situation. What are the chances? Now, back to Koepka. He claimed his third PGA Championship title. He also won at Bellerive Country Club outside of St. Louis in 2018 and Bethpage Black in Farmingdale, New York the next year. He becomes only the third player to win the PGA Championship at least three times after it became a stroke play event in 1958. Jack Nicklaus did it five times, Tiger Woods four, and there were some others. But Koepka also won the U.S. Open in back-to-back years at Erin Hills in Wisconsin in 2017 and Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in New York in 2018. For his efforts, he picks up $3.1 million in change.
Wow.
Quite a payday
there. That's a pretty big purse, isn't it?
Well, and here's the thing. We all found out, and what a great story it was, fellas. PGA Club Pro Michael Block, what a weekend for him. He started the final round tied for eighth. Then he aces the par three, 151-yard, 15th hole. I mean, it was a slam dunk. It was unbelievable.
And
what a thrill
hole
for this guy.
It broke the hole.
Yeah, right in. Nothing but hole.
Nothing but hole, and it hit it so hard. I'm a little stunned it didn't come bouncing out. And if it bounces out, guys, does it still count as a hole?
No,
or is it no good anymore?
Ball comes out,
because it's all in play still.
Yep.
He's lucky.
And to be
Steve,
playing
that
with
was
Rory McIlroy.
Steve, that was as fun a watch as I've seen in a long time on the tour. And I know you love it as much as anybody else, but watching that guy and just how gregarious he was and the interviews he was giving during his round, it was just a fun watch.
Yeah, 46 years old.
Yeah, living his best life, there's no doubt about it. And the way he went about it was just pure, unadulterated fun. From Mission Viejo, California, got off to a rough start yesterday, had bogeys on number one, number seven, made the turn at 2 over 37. After three straight 70s to open his run, he shot a 71, finishing plus one for the tournament and tied for 15th, and it's rather substantial. A top 10 finish would have earned Block a spot in next month's RBC Canadian Open, but a top 15 gets him back to next year's PGA Championship at Valhalla. And by the way, as a professional, the most he's ever made in a single weekend, $75,000. What did he get for his performance at PGA Championship? $288,333.
Oh, that's great. And you golfers, I don't count myself by any stretch as a golfer, but you golfers can relate to it. Even though he's a PGA pro, I mean, he's a head above everybody, but you can still relate to it, and you can still see dreams coming true after all these years.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And you know what, Paul? He kind of freaked out when he found out that he would be playing with Rory McIlroy. He's a pro. He can play the game. There's no question about it. But on one of golf's biggest stages, the PGA Championship, to put together what he did was just a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, it sure was.
Good for him.
It sure was. It was good for him, Michael Block from California. That hole-in-one, which he'll never forget, nor will any of us, but getting the invite to come back next year, he's got a whole year of enjoying and basking in that sun and glory. And I bet his business just picked up at the country club where he's the pro. He's going to be giving lessons a lot more than he has been, I would guess. See you later.
I think the rate's going to go up.
WJR.